Shane, it's been more than a month since we last recorded a national baseball podcast.
Think of a lot of things that take less than a month to fix.
Like the oil spill?
Yeah, you would think.
This is the National Baseball Podcast. With your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Gray.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the National Baseball Podcast. It has been a really long time. If you don't remember, I'm Peter.
I'm Shane.
And we're recording this podcast. This is actually kind of a monumental show, and not really monumental.
And by monumental, we mean as big as the Washington Monument.
That's right. 555 feet of podcast right here.
Fact that you know that, a little disturbing.
It's not that hard. 5-5. Five, 3-5. Five. 5-3-5.
Five, 2-5s would be kind of short.
That's true. Then it wouldn't really be a monument. It'd just be like a statue. Anyway, Shane, why is this a monumental episode of the podcast?
Okay, well, it's my episode because we're doing it for the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually already recorded this podcast once, and then it disappeared into the ether that is my new MacBook. And so we're trying again, but there's a second reason why this is important.
I can't think of it, Pete.
It's our last episode of the National Baseball Podcast.
Well, there you go. That would be it.
So we're going to try to make this as good a one as we can, considering that we already did this once and don't really feel like doing it again. So,
I think it'll be our best one in a couple months.
Might be our best one in a couple hours.
Yeah, that could be.
All right, so let's get started. Last night, All-Star Game, National League, first time in 13 years, Shane, home field advantage.
First time since 1996, and it's all thanks to Brian McCann.
Yeah, Brian McCann of the Atlanta. Can you imagine if the Braves host Game 1 of the World Series and everyone will be like, thanks, Brian McCann, we really appreciate it.
He'll probably get hurt before then, so it wouldn't matter.
That's why, it's because he's Brian McCann.
Well, Brian McCann is a stud.
He's a relatively durable catcher.
He is pretty good. Only problems the last couple of years have been those eye issues, and he seems to have worked them out.
Yeah, so now he's figured out how to wear contacts, I guess.
Exactly.
Or at least he has a working pair of contacts. Yeah, National
League. Contacts, not that hard, actually. One of the greatest inventions of all time.
There you have it. National League wins a game 3-1. American League only scores one run, Shane, and the fact they scored was only because of a crazy play by Hong Chi Kuo.
Yeah, he kind of missed the first baseman by about 25 feet vertically.
I mean, I'd expect to see that at, like, the Blue Rocks, like, minor A, but... Really? The All-Star game?
It's Hong Chi Kuo.
Yeah, he's having a good season, Hong Chi Kuo. All
right, so there's your All-Star game. David Ortiz wins home run derby. Excited? No? Yeah,
I'm excited. I think it's a real sign. You know, he had such a bad April, everyone's making fun of him. Onion makes fun of everyone, but they singled him out. And then, you know, he's really turned around the last 2 months, hitting over 260.
Probably killed his swing.
Probably did. You remember when Bobby Abreu hit like 30 home runs in the home run derby and then hit like two in the second half of the season?
Yeah, and then got traded to the Yankees. I remember that.
I remember that, too.
Can you name one player that is still in the Phillies system from that trade?
No.
Yeah, I believe there's only one. I forget his name.
That was a pretty worthless trade.
I have an error from, like, 2 months ago. I said Mike Trout was replacement for Kenji Morales. It was in-house in the Angels farm system. It's Mike Trumbo or Mark Trumbo. It's the actual... He's leading the Pacific Coast League in a lot of offensive categories, by the way.
Pacific Coast League. That's a good league.
Hitters league. By far.
This is... Did you see this? This is a ridiculous run differential. Let's... We're going to...
Minus 142 or then minus 3?
We're going to start talking about the standings a little bit, what we've seen, what we haven't seen. And
What we did on the last time we did this about 4 hours ago was we said who was going to be in the World Series.
Yeah, and the place to start in the American League is in the East, where the Yankees, Tampa Bay, and Boston are clumped at a 5-game block at the top of the standings. Yankees and Tampa Bay both on 8-2 streaks going into the All-Star break. Boston having faltered a little bit. That's understandable. Half their team is on the DL.
Pedroia, Victor Martinez, Veritek, Ellsbury.
Jeremy Hermida.
List goes on. Beckett. Lackey's not doing well. 5 games out. That's Peter's pick. Them and the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the fact that they've stayed so close, considering all their injuries, is a... I think it's likely that they'll be able to mount a comeback here.
They have negative energy. That's what he's trying to say.
Negative energy.
I am therefore going the Yankees and the Rays from the East, one of those two making the World Series in the American League. I think Texas makes the playoffs, but I don't think they go very far. But they're the team I'm rooting for. Also like the White Sox in the Central. Not much change from what's at the top division now.
Your result, your grade of the Cliff, a couple trades going down. Cliff Lee trade, who wins?
Seattle in the long run, and right now... You would think it would be Texas, but he's not that great in Texas, but I think he will figure it out.
I think ballpark effects for pitchers are kind of a little overrated just because it's It's one of these small sample size sorts of things. You can have two bad starts there. But they did just get swept by Baltimore. They're on 3-7 going the All-Star break. Just lucky that the rest of the division is playing pretty badly. Angels 2-8 in their last 10.
Yeah, LA failing to capitalize. Nationally, I said it's Philadelphia or Atlanta. Pete, you seem to disagree.
No, I think Philadelphia or Atlanta, but I think a team that needs to be kept in serious consideration, Cincinnati Reds, who are just a game up of St. Louis, but they're having a good year backed by my National League MVP, Joey Votto, who's hitting 314, 22
homers. But he's not on your team.
60 RBIs. No, he is not on my team.
You want to fill everybody in?
He's on Shane's team.
That's right.
Of course he is. I have Ryan Howard, so I'm not doing Mike too Leake, bad myself.
Your team.
Mike Leake has been studly this year. Well, and, you know, one thing people not talk a lot about, but that I'm banking on a little bit, Edinson Volquez and Aroldis Chapman.
Who's now pitching out of the bullpen in AAA Louisville.
Wow, that could be interesting.
Yeah, he's not doing great, but whatever.
But, I mean, Volquez is definitely coming back, and we know that Chapman is there, so those are reinforcements that could arrive for the Reds. And how about, let's talk a little bit for a second about Travis Wood, Shane.
Yeah, I was at that game. Perfect game through eight, doing very well. He's one of the top prospects for the Reds. Just got called up and made three starts already. His ERA is a minuscule 2.08. He's 1-1 in those starts, but only five earned runs in 20 2/3 innings.
His whip.
I read that wrong. He does not have a decision. I read that wrong.
His whip is even more impressive because he's got a .68 whip.
That's what happens when you give up two base runners in 8 2/3.
It's just his bad luck that he had to play that one his perfect game came against Roy Halladay. It's a shame.
I was disappointed that the fans did not give him an ovation when he left. Instead, like taunted him.
I thought they were going to from my comfort of home, but
we did. The people that were there with me.
But you
did.
Were in standing room, so.
Well, no, we had section 304. It was good tickets.
Oh, you actually had good tickets.
We thanked them for that.
Usually, we get the standing room.
Well, they were a gift.
Gotcha. Nick Masson has not pitched as well as I would have liked for the
Reds. Nick Masson. Anyway, digressing from the Reds.
Aaron Harang not having a good year either. Anyway,
I think I gotta hope the Reds lose to the Cubs in the division. So.
Why?
That's not good, because I bet on it. But I do actually think it'll be between Cincinnati and St. Louis down the stretch. I think that will continue. I think Milwaukee can make a run if they get pitching.
Do you think that Pittsburgh will be able to overtake Houston in the race for last place?
I do. They got a little bit of a work ahead of them, but they have 11 road wins, which is pretty bad.
Roy Oswalt, does he end the season in Houston?
No. Neither does
Bergman.
Pedro Feliz or Lance Bergman.
Where do you think some of the possible destinations are for them?
I was just talking about this the other day. He was rumored to go to Texas, and they got Cliff Lee. So
you would the thing is they don't have the flexibility with cash to acquire Oswald. It's going to have to be a rich team,
that right? He was going there before Cliff Lee. That was the original. But I think you could see him in New York.
I think
New York teams.
Yeah, especially the Mets missing out on Cliff Lee. People say he was at the top of their wish list.
We have to say goodbye to both Bob Shepard and George Steinbrenner.
That's true.
Two legacies in New York gone.
Yeah, two legends.
Very sad.
Obviously, some people have mixed feelings about Mr. Steinbrenner, but regardless.
He was a good owner.
He was good, by all accounts, even though he was kind of scary sometimes, he was a genuinely good guy. He helped a lot of people. So, obviously, yes, we mourn their passing. Chicago Cubs, just before we move on. Biggest disappointment in the National League for you?
In the National League, yes. 11 games under 500, and...
I see. I've heard some rumors about them starting to just blow up the whole team. Ted Lilly could be on the move.
Ted Lilly could be coming to Philadelphia. Derek Lee could be going to anybody that needs a team leader and big bat. Zambrano could be released.
Zambrano should be released.
But he's probably going to end up the bullpen. His contract is too big to trade. Aramis Ramirez, he's got a couple years left on his deal, but he could be gone. Third base disappointment to me in the West. Who wins the West? Because I think it's Colorado. I think San Diego does not have the staying power, and I think the Dodgers are going about to fall off a cliff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Colorado, they've stayed close and making a run at it, 8-2 in the last 10, and that's without Tulo. So they get, to, you know, they.
Tulo!
As far as, and he's just such a huge part of their offense. And the one concern I have, Baldo Jimenez has been pitching out of his mind 15-1. Will he keep it up in the second half?
No, he will get. His ERA will stabilize around 3.2 for the year, I think.
On the other hand, San Diego has had just a complete lockdown as far as their pitching staff has been.
Matt Latos will keep it up, but there's others in the rotation I don't think will.
John Garland,
Clayton Richard. Wade LeBlanc's another name I like.
Wade LeBlanc's good. I think Kevin Correa turns it around second half, though.
Somewhat. I think San Francisco also does better. I think Lidstrom gets better.
While we've been gone, Arizona fires A.J. Hinch. Kirk Gibson is the new manager. Fire the general manager.
A.J. Hinch had no shot from the beginning. Kirk Gibson has more of a shot, but it's still not good. A.J. Hinch, you can't blame him for anything. He had never had managerial experience at all. They throw him into the team with not great players.
And it's not like he took a bat and broke, you know, Brandon Webb.
Right, exactly. They have Brandon Webb. The team improves by 12 games in the last 2 years. So you can't fault him for that. Also, Freddy Gonzalez fired in Florida, replaced with Edwin Ramirez.
That was a bigger surprise
to me. AAA New Orleans head manager. That was a huge surprise to me. And they say he's going to take the rest of the season for them.
How much do you think the whole Hanley-Freddy incident about a month or so ago, how much effect do you think that had on the firing?
I think it had somewhat of a large effect on the firing, but the team was also 2 games under at the time, and now they're 4 games under.
But, I mean, if I'm Florida management, I don't think you could punish the manager for standing up to your star player.
I think it was completely the right move, but I don't know. Maybe they're trying to see where this team is at. They need to do well coming out of the break in order to keep, like, a couple people. Dan Uggla would be one that always seems to surface.
Uggla.
Also, did we see Dave Tremblay firing in Baltimore? Did you mention that? Because it looks like it's going to be...
Wasn't he fired a really long time ago?
Yes, but I think it was right after we stopped.
That's right. What? Yeah, there's...
It's going to be Buck Showalter.
Yeah, that would not be a bad move for Baltimore.
I don't think so. I hope it's the other guy.
Some rumors about Bobby V.
But yeah, Bobby Valentine. I like him.
I do too, but Baltimore, you know, they got some young players, but there's just no enthusiasm right now for that team. You go to
Camden. The stands or there at all.
Yeah.
You go to Camden Yards to watch Peter throw out a first pitch.
That's right. There's something else we missed. I threw out the first pitch at an Orioles game on July 29th, and that is why they won.
June 29th, because July 29th is like a week from now.
Incidentally, I also pitched the first inning for the Orioles and allowed 6 runs.
Yeah, interesting.
No, who pitched that game? It was
Ben Sheets.
That was the battle of the washed up old guys. Kevin Millwood and Ben Sheets just duking it out.
There you go. Okay, who wins the MVP each league?
MVP in the American League? That's a tough one, but I'm looking at one of the Texas guys, Vlad Guerrero or Josh Hamilton.
I think Hamilton could do it, but I also think you could see Cano. Cano is the leader right now. If he keeps up what he's doing, he easily wins it. The Yankees are first place team. He has a bunch of hits, bunch of RBIs, bunch of homers. Cano is the guy I can see doing it. I don't see anybody from the Central doing it again. Maurer's average has dropped off.
And Minnesota is not having a good year. And even though they're taking advantage of their home park, they're just playing very poorly on the road. So are Detroit, you know.
The Detroit Tigers. All right.
Detroit, biggest home road difference in the league. They're 32-13 at home, 16-25 on the road. Unless they turn that road number down, they're not going to keep pace with Chicago.
All right, who wins the Cy Young?
Cy Young in the American League?
Yes.
Tough one. It's probably going to be CC or someone like that.
CC's not having a good year. He's probably third on his own club in terms of sign. I think if Pettit keeps up his job, he could keep doing so.
Can you imagine? He's like 40. Yeah, he's so old and he's pitching so well. Also, you got to keep David Price in the discussion in Tampa Bay.
In Tampa, also having a very good year. There's a couple other people we could think of that we can't right now.
Yep, we just can't.
Cliff Lee, if he kept up what he was doing in Seattle, would have been an interesting choice. His strikeout-to-walk ratio is absolutely incredible.
Well, we'll see. He's only had one start with Texas, so we'll see what
it was not a good one.
It was not. In the National League, your MVP, Shane, because we have the same one.
Yeah, it's Joey Votto right now. He's in the lead of most offensive categories. Absolutely studly year. He doesn't quit ever. Ground ball, back to the pitcher. He's still running hard to first. He all-around great player. He's one of my favorite players
in the league. And it was a disgrace that he was not on the All-Star ballot at first, on the All-Star team.
Right, until he had to get voted in by the fans. Thank you for actually doing that, by the way.
It was nice that the fans do that.
All right.
And the Cy Young three-way battle down the stretch. It's going to be Josh Johnson, Ubaldo, or Roy Halladay. Who you got?
I have dark words. If the Padres make the playoffs, I have Matt Latos.
I don't think... The thing is, I agree with you. Keyword is dark horse. I don't think he's going to get enough recognition, even if he's the most valuable player.
He's my Cy Young.
I think it's going to come down.
If he keeps it up and the Padres make the playoffs.
I think it is going to be Jimenez. I mean, even if he has a little bit of a return to form in the second half, he's still having a lights-out year. And
I will bet on Jimenez against you. I'll put down the board.
Let's do it.
You have Jimenez, I have the field.
Yeah.
Okay, put it on the board.
Yes.
There you go.
Should have taken odds on that. I guess we don't do odds on the board.
No.
Anyway.
I don't think Lindskog has a chance. Matt Cain has a chance. Lindskog would have to be lights out in the second
half. Halliday needs to get more support from his team. Right. You know,
9 wins is not going to cut it right now.
Although he should be 15-2, though. Like,
right. I am a strong believer that wins should not factor into the Cy Young discussion.
No, but he's not going to get noticed.
Right, but I believe it should be ERA, whip, strikeouts per 9, stuff like that. More of the peripherals as opposed to what can your team do for you.
Yeah, but I mean, also, you know, wins is, however arbitrary it is still an indication of, you know, your team was successful when you were on the mound.
Right, exactly. Well, it's true, but still. Josh Johnson I also like, but I think Florida could fall too far out of it for it to matter.
Yeah, you want a contender to win the Cy Young.
I do like Florida, though.
They could have been somebody. They could have been a contender.
They could have. Yeah, that's terrible, Pete. All right.
Oh, and the only funny quip from our previous show that I wanted to, we were talking about managers, Shane, Chicago White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen, who is he like in the World Cup?
He is like Maradona. It's awesome, like Maradona. Can you see them being twins?
Yeah, I totally could.
Exactly.
It says just Ozzie is talented at baseball and Maradona is talented at soccer.
That's like the same thing, just without the stick.
And completely different appendages.
Yeah, but it's still cool.
It is still cool. Well, and this is what happens.
Congratulations to Uruguay and Paraguay for getting as far as they did. They're the two teams I was rooting for.
And congratulations.
Besides, obviously, the United States.
Congratulations to Spain for winning the World Cup.
No,
and,
I don't.
Hey, I like Spain.
Hey, I'm getting a jersey. I tell you this?
A Uruguay jersey?
I'm getting, guess who?
Diego Forlán.
Exactly, because he's such a stud, and they have collars on these awesome blue jerseys. Awesome.
I'm just, like, frankly, I'm impressed. We leave for a month, and all of a sudden, Shane knows the name of soccer players.
Because this guy is so awesome.
No, Diego Forlán is awesome. I mean, he really is.
Suarez is cool, too, even though he did that little punchy thing. That was, like, the heads-up move.
That saves his team.
Exactly. He's not cheating. Back to baseball.
Well, it is cheating, but...
It's not cheating. He got a red card.
Well, I mean, he got what he deserved. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, back to baseball.
Back to baseball. Anyway, that's basically the end of the show.
Unfortunately, we are going to try to do football, yeah. But it's been such a hectic last couple of weeks. More hectic going forward. A couple of us are moving, and by a couple of us, I mean both of the people that do the show. So a little bit more difficult with time changes, all that kind of stuff. But we will try to do football, but it's too much to try to do baseball on any regular schedule that can be useful to pretty much anybody.
Yeah, and really, we're doing this because we want to be useful. I mean, we certainly have fun doing the show, but right. There's not really a ton of value to doing it at such an infrequent basis.
Right.
As opposed to football, where you can do that.
Right, you can do it once a week for the big show, and then the other shows, you can have a couple shows during the week. But we can definitely try to make time. Make sure football gets you what you need for your football pleasure.
That's right, football pleasure. Anyway, it's been a real... It's been real fun doing the baseball show.
It's been real fun, and it's been real at the same time.
And the baseball show, obviously, we always remember going on the radio. I want to thank Lowell Tuckerman again. Hey, Lowell, I don't know if you're still listening to us, but obviously we'd love to do football, too. Just give us a call.
Yes, and thank you, everybody, for actually listening for the last couple of months that we've been doing this. I hope you continue listening when we come back for football, if we can.
That's basically it. See you guys.
We're out.
I'm going to save this.